Welcome to my podcast. My name is Fred Sharfstein, and we'll be talking about issues related to technology education.
Hi, today is March 7th. We're going to be talking about educational issues. This podcast is going to be about technology support. I did a survey a while back for my master's degree class, and in that survey there was some interesting results that came back. And one of the big interesting results was that the internet is the number one thing that teachers found made the biggest difference in student learning, in their opinion. Right along with that also was the availability of tech support for integration into the curriculum. And I see a lot of school districts that purchase this technology, and they may or may not supply some professional development for the teachers, and then they throw them right into it and expect that they're going to use the technology. It's going to somehow change student learning. But the one thing that I've seen happen at a lot of school districts is that without having a support team there to help the teachers, that the money that's spent on the technology doesn't necessarily always go to the best uses. A model that we use at our school district is that we have a technology team, and after purchasing technology, we actually set aside a portion of the purchase. There's a recommendation out there, if you look at some of the documents that talk about 15 to 20% of the cost of the technology should also be set aside for professional development. And we don't follow that guideline right to a hard rule, but what we do is we have a technology committee that meets about four or five times a year on professional development days and talks about issues in technology and professional development. This team is then trained on new technologies that we adopt in the school district, and they are our lead teachers, and then they go out and help other teachers. And besides that, we have a real small tech department. We're a district of about 1,000 students. Actually, it's 830. And so we have one tech person and sometimes some student workers and myself, and we help support the teachers with the integration of technology into the curriculum so that we're there when they need help. A lot of times teachers will let us know when it's the first time that they're trying something new, as when we implemented the CPS units. That's the little blue clickers made by eInstruction and ExamView. The teachers kind of, as they started to set up their first test and were going to use it with a class, would let us know, and then we would make ourselves available for them. Secondarily to that is the teachers feel comfortable that with the technology support team there, that they have the resources, and so they're not nearly as apprehensive about trying to integrate and use technology in the curriculum, because they know if they're going to have a problem that there's somebody there that can help support them. And then always, though, too, with any AV or technology, you need to make sure you have fallback plans for when something doesn't work. And they've got to that point in life where they feel comfortable enough that that doesn't upset the apple cart and everything, the wheels fall off the car as it's going down the road. And so they are able to get along, and by doing that, there's been a significant amount of technology integrated into the curriculum as compared to a lot of school districts. So I think that the key to this, the one thing is that it's having the support available. And this is also brought forth, and number of years back I started a survey. We had another program where we used tech support help of college students from the local college, and used them through the state and federal work study programs, and that was really a great tool. And but over the last years that's kind of dried up. Maybe that'll come back. I see there's some money set aside in the stimulus packages for work study for students, which is a great experience for both a student, and it's a great help for the K-12 schools. Our cost in that program was about $1.50, and we were paying them $7 something at the time, and so it amounted to, we were responsible for about 30% of their cost, and the rest of it was picked up through the federal works study or state work study program. But what I'm referring to is we also did a survey card system where whenever we did technology support with the teachers, we left a little survey card, and I'll post one of those on the blog site so that you can use it as an example. But basically, it just had some real simple basic questions. Was the work performed correctly the first time? Was it performed in a timely manner? Do you have any comments, concerns? Because by doing that, you can help address issues before they become big issues, or sometimes there's a misunderstanding of what the teacher's expectations were and what the technology tech person understood as the need. And so this helps resolve those. And for instance, one time a teacher had a printer that he didn't feel got fixed, and one end of it was that it was a personal printer from home, and our principal did not want to spend any money on personal equipment that was being used at school. And so once we straightened that out, had the discussions, that issue was cleared up right away. But the secondary issue to these survey cards was that we found that the number one thing that teachers wanted was timely support, and they referred to that over and over again. I mean, 9 out of 10 survey cards would say that that was their major concern, was the ability to have support available in a timely fashion so that it helped them to integrate technology into the curriculum. Well, I got a little long-winded here today, so we'll take this time to thank everybody out there, and we'll catch you later at the next podcast. Have a great day.
That will do it for today's podcast. And remember, at times things seem tough. No funding, no time, and greater challenges than ever. But as the Patriot Fight Song says, fight on, Patriots. Fight on till the end. Fight on, you Patriots. Stay in there and you'll win.